Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in their specialist locality. This week, Mike Brownholtz, PPG's Director of Spanish Sales, speaks to Doreen, who heads up our Estepona operation in Spain. Mike's first question was, which parts of the Costa del Sol do you cover?
On the Costa del Sol, it's a big development just before you hit Gibraltar.
Okay.
And then we go east all the way down to San Pedro Marbella area.
Okay, fantastic. And then do you go inland a bit, don't you, to some of the white villages up behind you?
Probably our furthest catchment area is Galfin. It's just a town about 45 minutes from the coast.
Okay.
But we cover most of those white village towns.
That's right, I do recall. I don't know, you don't go... We've had a few calls recently about Ronda. Do you go up that far ever, or...?
No, we don't, no, because it's a good drive away from us, and it's just too difficult to cover that area as well. We can certainly recommend associate people we work with, but we don't take on properties in that area.
Okay. So, if you don't mind answering a few questions just for the for our listeners and for our benefit at the moment, I just want to start with, first of all, I mean... Although it is difficult, what are the overseas buyers as opposed to the Spanish buyers? What are the English buyers and so forth looking for at the moment? Is there a particular type of property that everybody's asking about, or is it?
I think perhaps because the market is as quiet as it is, we're still generating quite a lot of inquiries. But most of our inspection visits and people actually down here are actually looking for either a small semi-detached or a small villas. That seems to be the market that we're most showing at the moment.
Okay.
In the region, I've anything from 350 up to 650, I'd say.
Right, and do you have a sort of minimum price that you don't go below now? I know that a lot of agents have done this, where they simply won't really be looking at properties below, say, 150 at all, if there is anything on the market.
Well, it's very difficult to find anything below the 150, although at the moment we are getting a couple of properties in and around 120, 125, but we don't turn any properties away, really. If they're the right property and they're the correct value, then we will take them on board. But there aren't a huge amount of properties in that sort of price range anyway.
Yeah, and that would be something that would be of interest, I think, to a lot of people at the moment. Would be, are there incredible opportunities coming up as investment properties at the moment? You know, are there big opportunities for buyers to come in and get properties that have, come down over 30% in price over the last 12 months because of the
condition? There are, yes, and the consensus of opinion here is that it will hit rock bottom in January, and right at the moment we do seem to be having quite a lot of it, more inquiries coming in of those investors sitting back and just waiting for that, I think. But
so you're anticipating maybe a storm of buyers coming in at the beginning of the new year?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot very much depends on it, on the exchange rate as well. But yes, we are getting a huge amount of inquiries in at the moment for that type of property. So, there are quite a lot of them available. Good opportunities. If the investor's got the cash, then he can go ahead with it and buy it at that price,
Yeah, we've been having serious problems with exchange rates.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, it's only got worse. In the last, last month, actually.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are watching that very carefully. I think that's probably affecting the market more than anything at the moment, because there are buyers out there. There are people who are ready to go, but because the exchange rate has gone so much, they're a little bit more cautious, about what they're doing.
Exactly. Would there be a lot of, expats who've moved over there who are now sitting essentially on euros? Are they all looking to maybe invest locally, if you like? Are you getting people from... English people who've come over a few years ago who've made money on their initial investment and now looking to get things that are cheaper. Is that coming into you at all?
We have a few of them. We don't have a huge amount of them. No.
Right.
Most of our clients, aren't that type of investment client. They're retired people, and in fact, quite a lot of them are struggling at the moment. But some of them have scaled down, but not a lot of them. No.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's interesting. Do you, is it mostly new build, or do you? We've also been getting quite a lot of inquiries, people asking whether there are you know, many properties that require refurbishment or properties that have been, you know, really let go. And do you get anything like that on the market, or are they picked up by developers mostly? Or
No, we do. We get a few things. It's not as many as we possibly or probably did a few years ago, because that was quite the fashionable thing to do 10 or so years ago, you know, buy something that was run down and redo it. The market, the way it's gone in the last 10 years or so, it has sort of not made that possible, because prices have gone up and so on, and there aren't as many properties available to refurbish and actually make a decent enough profit out of it. So we have a few sort of rundown villas and stuff, but not a terrific amount, no.
Yeah. We've had a number of people saying, you know, can I pick something up cheaply in the Costa del Sol area, which has been let go, and redevelop it or refurbish it rather, and then make a profit. But you wouldn't suggest that would be a particularly brilliant one.
I wouldn't suggest that at the moment. That's a very wise thing to do.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
And if you were, you know, what about people who want to kind of have a bit of building work done or a pool put in or that sort of thing? Have you got any advice for people who are thinking of buying a property, investing in it, cosmetically doing it up? What would you recommend in terms of hiring people? Would you look for local Spanish work? Because quite often we have people saying they're going to bring their own builders down from England.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a great idea either.
No. I mean, first and foremost, I'd just make sure that the property they were buying, particularly if they wanted to extend on it, that the legalities allow them to extend on it, because the building restrictions are as tight here as they are in the UK. In fact, they're almost identical. For any kind of, you know, repair, remedial work, you need a correct permit and so on, which is quite easy to obtain, and we do assist clients in doing that. And to go about everything in the correct way, you know, if you're going to put a pool in, then get a guy to just design it, draw up the plans, and get it done correctly. But I would say definitely, in my experience, definitely there is no advantage whatsoever in bringing builders out from the UK to do a job here, because not only do we have quite a lot of, obviously, experienced Spanish builders, but we also have, quite a lot of... I suppose builders from the UK who've moved out here,
who are looking for work and who are perfectly
tradesmen, and they know what they're doing. But
exactly.
Not just English. You know, we've got all kinds of nationalities. And having been in business for 20 years now, we kind of pride ourselves on being able to recommend somebody who knows exactly what they're doing, and that obviously has the right qualifications to do it.
Yeah.
But you're not gaining anything by bringing out an English builder out here who doesn't speak the language, can't order the materials, can't get the permits, straight away you're hitting, coming against obstacles that you don't really need to do.
No, exactly, and I think that's good advice, and that would probably apply across all the countries that Prestige Property Group deal in.
Because,
as you know, we deal with France and Italy as well, and I think, again, for the prospective English buyer, to bring your own people is normally a bad idea.
Absolutely. It's like taking coals to Newcastle, really.
Exactly.
it's not necessary. Certainly not in this day and age at all. No.
Okay. Now, another sort of area that's again been affected by the credit crunch, if you like, and all the problems that have been experienced in the money markets, is property financing. Have you found there's been a big change in the willingness of the banks to lend people money for property and that sort of thing? I know that Spain in particular has had its own big problems as well, but
Spain is very much like any other European country at the moment. We're all experiencing problems, and, you know, although Spain has supposedly got an economical banking structure that is the envy of many European countries, the banks here are still becoming very, very cautious on who they lend to and the conditions on which they lend. So, yes, they are still lending, but they are definitely looking at lending to people who can obviously support, you know, the fact that their repayments are going to be met, and looking at things in much, much finer detail than they've ever done.
Yes, what sort of criteria would they be, you know, particularly looking at, do you think?
They want that the person taking out the loan here is obviously in some sort of full-time employment, or if they're running their own business, they can su- supply company accounts, and probably for the last 3 years, bank references from their UK banks. Generally, as much information as humanly possible. You know, obviously, if they're employed, then all the documents from their employee to, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much the same as the UK, really. And to a non-resident here at the moment, they're only lending up to 70% of the value of the property.
Right, okay, okay. Which is definitely down a little bit on how it was a few years back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they were lending up to some of the banks up to 85, depending on who they were, but that's definitely dropped to near the 70 at the moment, yeah.
And what about, is there much off-plan business happening and people buying just, you know, deposits on a plan, or is that definitely...
No, I would say that market's virtually dried up completely at
right.
the moment.
Because there's so much supply. There is.
I mean, there are some developers still selling, but very, very quiet. We haven't had any inquiries, certainly in the last 3 months, for anything off-plan at all.
No, so it's you're totally doing business off resale, essentially.
Resales, yeah. Resales, absolutely. And nothing else at the moment. I think what resales in this present climate, new off-plan in the present climate is a little bit... I think people are more cautious because, obviously, you do have to make sure that the developer, whoever he be, has got all his bank guarantees in place and... You know, he's financially secure. He's a very brave man who takes on an off-plan thing at the moment and doesn't know the full history of the developer involved because, you know, you can end up with, you know, he's not selling them all, so, you know, development stops, and that's a huge concern, I think, for a lot of overseas buyers.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be getting involved in anything like that.
No, and I think a lot of people were getting into that, obviously, and then, in fact, a large part of the market was being fueled by that speculative... off-plan buy and resell
absolutely.
Kind of theory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is
not the case at the moment, you know, that's definitely. That's just died.
That's come to an end.
Gone completely, yeah.
Yeah. Can I just quickly discuss, before we finish, the sales process for people who aren't fully familiar with the sales process in Spain. So say they've come out, they've got their deposit, they've got the finance in place, they look at a property with you, and then they want to make their first move. What would you then do then exactly, Doreen? What's the next stage? One, you know, compared to the English system.
Well, generally speaking, here in Spain, the normal process is that the interested purchaser leaves a small deposit. That deposit can vary from 3,000 to 6,000 euros.
Yep.
So that's what we call a reserve deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's either held by ourselves in a client's account,
yep.
or it's held by a solicitor. Generally speaking, we hold it because I suppose 9 times out of 10, the solicitor isn't available when the client's here at the weekend, mm-hmm. etc. So the client deposits that money, and then we then proceed ahead to making sure that the property holds a full clear title, that the documentation is all correct. There's a property search carried out.
Okay.
At that stage, the lawyer then draws up an option to purchase contract. And that's when, generally speaking, a 10% is lodged. So it's the 10% of the value.
Yes.
Is paid then to the seller.
Okay.
And that's a legally binding contract then. And in that contract, it's then stipulated, you know, whether it be 30, 60, however many, 90 days for completion.
Yeah.
And on completion, the full balance of the 90% is payable.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That's clear.
It's pretty tight as well legally, you know. It's very, very difficult, you know, for anybody to get involved in contracts these days that aren't, you know, correctly done and all legal and above board.
Understood. Yep. Well, that clarifies that. And, of course, one other question. I mean, quite often, I don't know whether this applies in Portugal, that a lot of people were buying properties via a company for just a tax advantage. You could buy a company, buy shares in the company, and the company could buy the property, and that way you could avoid some sorts of, you know, purchase tax and that kind of thing. Are there any sort of obvious ways of saving money like that in Spain, or are those all closed pretty
well,
much now?
At the moment in Spain, the capital gains tax was changed last year, so rather than there being a difference if it was held by a company or held by an individual owner, the capital gains tax is 18% across the board now, whether it's held in a company or whether it's held privately. So there's no gain there, really, when you come to sell, certainly on a Spanish property company. some people still do hold Gibraltarian offshore companies.
Yeah.
But they're becoming less and less. And maybe a Spanish company here may hold a Gibraltar company, but that a lot of people do that purely and simply from a point of view of inheritance tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're concerned about, you know, their assets being heavily taxed on their death. So but people do still hold those types of companies, but more and more they're becoming more and more rare. But
okay.
We do deal with both offshore and Spanish property companies.
Yeah.
But as I say, the Spanish property company, there's really no benefit in as because when you sell the company and exchange the shares, the 18% is applicable on that company.
Understood.
Capital gain.
Yeah. And is that something that you can offer to clients, you know, tax
yes.
advice or put them in touch with the lawyers and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We have what we believe are excellent companies who can advise the client on the, you know, the process of which would be the best way for them to buy in order to avoid, predominantly it is inheritance tax.
Yeah.
Because what a lot of people don't realise here is that the tax on a spouse is very high,
mm-hmm.
and again, extremely high if you buy with a non-family member. So if you have a partner, then you have to look at that sort of thing because the tax implications on the death of one can be astronomical.
Yeah.
You have to really look at that carefully. A lot of people don't want to because, you know, they're all sort of wrapped up in purchasing and excitement and the new country, etc. But they're things definitely to be looked at before you buy.
Yeah.
In order to protect your interests on the death of one of the pair.
Thank you again, Doreen in Estepona. Any further information you'd like on properties in Estepona, please see the website at www.prestigeproperty.co.uk.